This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
David Cobb covers college basketball and college football for CBS Sports. Also, he's a role player here at 92.9 FM ESPN every single week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday with me right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, and then Thursdays with Jeffrey Wright and company. He's on X at David W. Cobb. David, happy Friday to you.
Hey, happy Friday to you, my man. How's everything going?
Going well. I with the basketball teams in the city, I thought last night was at least a step in the right direction. Grizzlies get the massive win, 137-96. The Kings stink. But the Tigers, they showed some fight against Purdue. What did you think about, you know, how that game played out? We'll get to the Aaron Bradshaw, Oscar Clough thing in a second.
Well, that was quite a scene, quite a sequence there. So you got to be encouraged by the way Memphis battled, the way they fought. I thought they had a good defensive game plan. I like the way they started out with Zachary Davis on Braden Smith. I mean, there's about almost a foot of height differential there, and I thought it was pretty clear that Braden Smith was bothered and affected by the length of Zachary Davis and by the intensity of the on-ball pressure from the Memphis defense. I mean, the problem is that over the course of a game, Purdue just has a system that is manufactured to get high-quality looks, and without trees to really bruise down there on the block, they're eventually going to wear you down and get those looks. And I mean, they're just a beast on the boards. And I thought Memphis battled, but like many teams in college basketball, they just were not physically equipped to withstand that, at least not without the level of three-point shooting that you had last year. I mean, if you had Tyrese Hunter and Colby Rogers out there shooting the ball, I mean, that's a different game, because early on Memphis did hit some threes, and that's when they got ahead. But it was always going to be hard for Memphis to keep that up over the course of the game. But look, I mean, if you're looking big picture, they fought, they battled. Now it's like tonight is the ultimate.
Right.
Can you back it up? Like, can you go and play against a team that's equally talented as you? Maybe you're more talented than potentially in Wake Forest, and figure out a way to win. Can you bring the same intensity night in, night out over the next 3 months that you brought against the number one team? Or is that just something that you dug deep to find because, well, it's the number one team, and replicating that is not really, you know, feasible? I mean, which is it? Because, I mean, if we get more of the version of Memphis that we saw last night over the course of the season, then by all means, there's plenty of hope. But if the UNLV version of the Tigers trots out there tonight, then we're right back to square one.
Well, I thought it was predictable that they'd give a good effort against the number one team in the country. No, like that's, you know, 2023. I remember the non-conference slate versus, you know, the intensity for the conference slate, where they lost their at-large hopes and, you know, lost an NCAA tournament bid. But they always, Penny Hardaway teams seem to get up for the big games, and it's not that hard to get up for big games, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't be. But the problem for Memphis is that once you get into the American, you got to bring your own energy every night. I mean, the atmosphere in that Baja Mar event last night looked electric. I mean, it really did look like I mean, it's pretty cool when you pack 2,000 people into a little ballroom,
right?
And that, you know, they're all right on top of you and stuff. I mean, that I've actually not covered one of those tournaments or events in person before. I would love to, though. I mean, it looks like kind of like if you can imagine the region championship game of a, you know, in high school or something like that, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it looks like, and it looks like a fun atmosphere to play in. So, you know, but can you bring that same energy against UTSA in February? Like, that's kind of the big question. And so I think philosophically, schematically, there are still some things to work on. I mean, offensively, it looked like there were a lot of moments when the game got into a half court game there, especially in the second half, where they still didn't really know who was going where, who was doing what on offense. I mean, that's got to change. Like, that's the biggest issue that I see right now, because, you know, I thought at least from an effort standpoint, the defense was finally, you know, a passable level of defense last night. It's just, they got to get more coherent, something they can go to in the half court. Because look, last year, and we saw it again against Mississippi State last night, PJ Haggerty, instant offense. And then over the course of last season, you had Dane Danger develop into that as well. But I don't think you have an answer right now for who you go to for a bucket in the half court, and or even how you get that look. And so if your defense isn't creating the transition opportunities and the numbers game isn't working in your favor, then you're going to be in for some really long offensive nights right now.
David, what'd you think of the Oscar Clough, Aaron Bradshaw situation, where Tigers end up with a technical on Aaron Bradshaw? He fouls out in 9 minutes, and then Purdue gets two shots and the ball. The game completely swung at that point, and Purdue took over and ultimately finished at 80-71. But flop, no flop, did he sell it? Like, I this is how I explained it. Nuance, I think, matters. Aaron Bradshaw is very light in the ass. It's the truth of it. And Oscar Clough is not. And I thought it was not a flop. I don't think anybody willingly goes to the floor that hard, but he did try to sell it. And then he got up, and, you know, I did say he showed a little bit of passion. We haven't seen any passion from him so far this year, so hopefully that's something he can you know, take and ride with. But how'd you see that situation?
I mean, I didn't look like much contact to me. I'm going to be honest. It really didn't. And in a game like that, with that much physicality on the floor, that is just standard run-of-the-mill, every possession, trying to establish position sort of stuff. That's how I saw it.
That's,
I mean,
Big Ten basketball, isn't it?
Honestly, that's how I viewed it. I mean, the fact that Bradshaw went down so hard. I mean, you put anybody up next to Oscar Clough, like, you know, and he's ribbing a knee into your lower back or whatever the situation is, you know, like, it's going to be hard to maybe stay on your feet. But I think that's just par for the course when you're playing Purdue. And I didn't think there was anything there from Clough's side.
But did you think it was a flop? I genuinely think he got his ass knocked off because he's, you know, he's a string bean, and he's not a physical player.
I mean, I think that's what it was. So when they went to the monitor, I mean, they called a tech, right, on Bradshaw for his reaction to the situation, right? They didn't call it flop. Am I right on that? I mean, they called it tech.
It was because he put his finger in Clough's face.
Correct. So, like, I mean, it should have just been a no call. It should have just been a play on. But because Bradshaw, I mean, I'm sure he was getting sick of being kicked around by that dude all night. I mean, you know, that's an unpleasant situation to be in, going up against Purdue's bigs and just get. I mean, there were bloody faces. Who was it? Thedford came away with a bloody whip at some point in that game. I mean, there were bodies on the deck every other possession. And then they weren't doing a good enough job of mopping up that floor either. And there were just guys slipping and sliding out there like it was a YMCA court that hadn't been mopped in 3 years. Like, I mean, it was a wild level of intensity for a mid-November game at a, you know, tropical ballroom. I mean, it was just insane. So I don't think if you're Aaron Bradshaw, you can expect to get a call there. And so I don't know. I'm not gonna kill the guy for reacting the way he did. I understand heat of the moment. You're sick of getting your tail kicked around. But no, I really didn't think there was anything there that warranted a foul call either direction.
By the way, the stat that just blows me away about Aaron Bradshaw. You know how many rebounds he has in these four games?
Oh, I don't even know if I want to know.
Four rebounds in four games. That's just.
I mean, he makes Jaren Jackson Jr. look like Karl Malone.
100%. No doubt. Now, we have an interesting situation developing in college basketball. Ranked teams versus unranked teams. They're 85-0. That's the longest streak of wins for ranked teams versus unranked in the history of the AP poll. Do you have a take on that? Is that something we should be paying attention to, or do you just, it's a non-story?
Well, here's my take on it. It's that the ranked teams are not scheduling unranked teams that have any chance of beating them. That's the problem right now, is that your A-10 schools, your Missouri Valley schools, your Mountain West schools, they're having a hard time getting games against high-quality opposition. And, I mean, that's because these high majors, they either want the high-end quad one, or they want the 300-something in the net team to come in and get beat by 40. So that's I think, why it is because your 26 through 100 sort of mid-major types of teams are – having a hard time getting the games. I know that there's probably more to it. Like I'm sure there's other factors there, but I think that's a large part of it. Is like, there was a really good video going around the other day of the George Washington coach, Chris Caputo, talking about how basically all these mid-major teams have gotten frozen out of the really good multi-team events, and they can't get games against, your run-of-the-mill AP poll teams. Like they might be able to get one against a Kansas or a Duke or somebody like that, but your Texas Techs of the world necessarily, they're not scheduling these games because they don't want to have a team come to their building and lose it, which you could lose to a George Washington, and then it's a quad two, quad three loss. You're definitely not going to go to their place and play. So I think that's part of it. I think the scheduling dynamics in college basketball have shifted radically in a way to where it's either we're playing quad one or we're not playing anyone who can beat us, and there's really no in between.
All right, now Lane Kiffin, let's get to it. Crazy pivot. I thought if he was going to leave Ole Miss, it would be for Florida for the Steve Spurrier reason, and he has a lot of familiarity with Florida, but LSU seems to be the favorite at this moment. And we have Keith Carter, the AD over at Ole Miss, putting out a statement. Where are we at, David? It feels like he is as good as gone, and he has the deadline, I guess, that Keith Carter gave was the Saturday after the Egg Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, here's what it feels like to me, Gabe. It feels to me like they had this meeting today at Ole Miss. Everybody knows that Lane Kiffin wants to go to LSU. He's not signed anything, though, so the Ole Miss administration has no recourse to say you can't coach this game next week. And I think they also realize that Lane Kiffin coaching this game next week gives them the best chance to win. I think if they pull the plug now, they run the risk of everything blowing up. You got to put in an interim coach. So they understand that even though Lane Kiffin looks like he's probably on the way out, that letting him ride this out for another week is probably the best thing for their football team. It's sad, man. Like I'm never going to judge an individual for a career choice.
Sure.
I mean, I understand there's going to be, he's going to have his reasons, and far be it from me to cast judgment on Lane Kiffin. But the reality is everything he's going to LSU to reach for, he was building at Ole Miss. And quite frankly, I think that's far more impressive. I think getting Ole Miss to the level he's gotten it to, and the fact that he was in position to continue to build Ole Miss for years to come, that to me is way more impressive than going to LSU and trying to win a national championship at a school where Ed Orgeron and Les Miles won national championships. You go there and win a national championship, who cares? So what? Like, so, two very average coaches have won there in my lifetime. Like, it doesn't tell me anything about you that you're going there, except other than that, you don't believe in yourself enough to believe that you can get it done at Ole Miss. And you don't believe enough in the program that you've built in Oxford to believe that you can take it to the next level. To me, this is the easy way out. This is the way that you destroy a legacy, not build one. And it's, it's unfortunate. Like, I understand, like, he's going to use his family as a shield. His daughter's boyfriend plays for LSU. You know what's going to be really funny, though, Gabe, is when Whit Weeks gets in the transfer portal. That's when it's, people are going to get their jokes off because, his daughter was part of the reason he stayed at Ole Miss instead of going to Auburn a few years ago. And I'm sure he's going to, again, use his family as a human shield for why he jumps this time. And then, this guy's going to get an offer from Georgia or something that's going to be double what LSU wants to pay. And, if/when that happens, Boy, that's going to be hilarious, isn't it?
Let him know, David Cobb. How about it? Strong words. Gotta love it. I agree with it. I really do. How, but to you, because Florida was the landing spot, how surprising is this seeming like overnight turn to LSU?
Yeah, it's surprising because of the political landscape at LSU with the dysfunction that's going on there in terms of, you know, they're the newly appointed AD, the governor meddling in everything, the amount of power that the Board of Regents has down there. There's a level of dysfunction that, honestly, I guess it kind of suits Lane Kiffin perfectly. You know, it's kind of the chaos that he thrives in, the chaos that I think excites him. And it's the opposite of what he has at Ole Miss, where if he had chosen to stay at Ole Miss, you know, he could have continued to run that thing really exactly how he wants to. But he's not going to have that at LSU. And I don't know, like, I think there's some part of him that like thrives and seeks out the difficulty and the challenges. I don't know. I know he always wanted to get back to a blue blood. He's made that clear. You know, I just don't know that LSU is the program that's in the right position politically and from an infrastructure standpoint to deliver the experience that he's seeking. And, you know, there's a very good chance this ends the same way it did for Brian Kelly. I mean, Brian Kelly left a Notre Dame team that was just right on the cusp of making the playoff to go to LSU, similar timing. And, I mean, it didn't work for him at all. I think Lane Kiffin's a better cultural fit there, but I think the dynamics on the campus now are a lot different and more detrimental in terms of the head coach going down there and actually having success.
Now, your coworker Matt Zenitz put this out, and he said, if/when, which, you know, he knows more than we did last night, but he said, if/when Lane Kiffin is hired as LSU's head coach, LSU is open to former Tigers head coach Ed Orgeron being part of the Kiffin staff. You know, of all the things, you know, I don't necessarily agree with this decision. It's still up to him. This is something I'd sign up for. I would enjoy that.
Yeah, sure. Let's do a documentary, honestly. It's funny because they're like running back the old kind of Tennessee USC days. Because, you know, they coached together a long time ago. But this is odd, is it not, that Ed Orgeron would come back and do so in such relatively short time frame after being fired as the LSU head coach. It just seems
if you heard him speak recently, he wants any job he can get.
Oh,
he
I
is
mean, he
not picky.
Like
and if LSU yeah. throws that out there, he's immediately going.
Yeah, it just seems unusual. I'm trying to think. I know there are a couple of examples around college football and college basketball where a coach who's been fired from a school, I mean, Bobby Petrino, I mean, that's a, you know, an obvious one right there. And that was weird. But I mean, shoot, 15 years had elapsed, you know, I mean, it's only been five since Ed O was let go at LSU. So it seems kind of odd that he would come back so soon, but I understand like he and Kiffin have a longstanding relationship. And I don't think the LSU fans have any like real animosity towards Ed O. I mean, he won them a national title and didn't really put up much of a fight on the way out. So I don't, you know, I guess it makes sense. It's just, I don't know. It just reeks of sort of insider kind of trading. I don't know. It just feels like that administration is in a dysfunctional place right now. And Ed Orgeron coming back and being employed there less than 5 years after he was fired as a head coach to me is emblematic of how just weird and wonky and off the rails everything is at LSU right now.
Yeah, and both those guys have baggage, Lane Kiffin yeah. and Ed O. So, you know, they're asking for trouble.
What could go wrong? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this weekend in college football, not a lot of big games. SEC's doing their FCS Group of Five week. But we do have one big game in the Big Ten. USC, number 15 in the country, is visiting Oregon. Oregon, 10.5-point favorites. If USC wins this game, improves to 9-2, what happens with their playoff chances? And also, I think on the other side, what would happen to Oregon and their playoff chances?
I'll tell you. We have a very, you know, solid statistical modeling system that we have access to with CBS. And if USC wins, their playoff chances go soaring. They go skyrocketing into the 80% range. You know, so that's what happens. I mean, they become one more victory away, which they close against UCLA. They should win that game. So if USC wins, on the road against a really good Oregon team. They add that to a win over a ranked Michigan team. Then USC is in all likelihood heading to the college football playoffs. So that's the reality. And then if Oregon loses, they are not dead, but they're close to it. I mean, they're dropped to about 20% if Oregon loses. And you say, well, that would only be their second loss, which is correct, but they've beaten absolutely no one. They would have zero resume wins at that point if they were to lose to USC. And so, you know, their case for getting in would be flimsy at best. They would need a lot of help. They would need Alabama to lose. They would need Vanderbilt to lose. They would need, the list goes on. I mean, they would need Oklahoma to lose to Texas, and then Texas not jump Oregon. Yeah, you know, so there would have to be a lot of things that would go right for Oregon as a two-loss team to make it in.
And I know it's an Autzen, but, you know, I don't see, at least why not. Why feels like USC can go win this game. Like, I that seems like a very, very, not strong, but it's a scenario that could happen this weekend, right? I mean, USC, solid team. And Oregon, you already mentioned, they haven't played anybody, and I don't know what they've proven this year.
Yeah, I don't think a USC straight up victory is off the table, not by any stretch. I mean, Jaden Maiava is a really like high caliber quarterback. They do have really high caliber receivers, Jacoby Lane, Mekhi Lemon. That USC offense is strong. Now, I think it comes down to which version of Oregon's offense kind of shows up, because there have been very, very ugly versions of that offense and of that passing game within the last month. Last week, it was a whole lot better. And you know, I think part of that's due to fluctuating personnel at receiver and at tight end due to injuries. I mean, Oregon's been hit pretty hard with the injury bug this year, and I think that's maybe gone overlooked a little bit in terms of how we're assessing Oregon. So if they can kind of piece together an offensive performance like the one they had last week, you know, then Oregon being a 10-point favorite adds up. But you know, it's USC's defense, and USC's defense to me has been better this year. I think it's the Anton Lynn's gotten that group going in the right direction. They're not elite, but they're
just struggle against the run, right? I mean, like, Oregon feels like a key to the game would be get the run game going.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely. And then you open it up for Dante Moore. I mean, I think. Yeah, there's a pathway there, especially because I think USC is going to lay it all on the table here. I think they're going to go for it on 4th and 4 from their own 46. You know, I think they're going to try to score a touchdown on 4th and goal from the 7, maybe, instead of kicking a 24-yard field goal. Like, I think this is an all-in sort of moment for Lincoln Riley. And so, you know, that can go one of two ways. I mean, that can result in you winning a football game as a 10-point road underdog, or – you know, if those breaks and those risks don't go your way, then you're talking about an Oregon team that has the firepower to run you out of the stadium. So, you know, I think that's on the table too. I would be inclined to say this will either be a blowout or a USC victory. I'd be surprised if it's, you know, we're sitting here looking at Oregon 24, USC 20 when it's all said and done.
Final thing on Texas. You mentioned it, I think, last week that Steve Sarkisian seems like he's been trying to get back to the NFL. Desmond Howard early this week, I think it was Monday, says don't be surprised if Texas comes open. And then you have Sark just pushing back vehemently against it in the SEC teleconference of all the coaches. Thoughts? Like, when it comes to Sark, you know my feelings on him. I think he's an overrated college football coach as a head guy, good play caller, good offensive schemer. But, you know, how long do you think he'll be at Texas?
I think it depends partially on how the NFL views him in this NFL hiring cycle. The NFL hiring cycle really just does not align very well with the college calendar. And so, you know, yeah, so maybe he's not looking for another college job. I believe that. I don't think you leave Texas for another college job. You just don't. You never would. Doesn't matter what job comes open or how much money they offer you. If you're at Texas, you're at one of the best five jobs in all of college football. So he's not leaving for another college job. So I don't think he's looking to jump anytime soon. And when the NFL carousel really starts to kick up, you know, hey, well, if he's viewed in a positive light by the league, then yeah, I do. Absolutely. Absolutely. Would he jump to the NFL? Yes. I just don't know why, like, what the NFL would see in him right now to make them say, oh yeah, Sark's the guy. What's he doing schematically that's so innovative that right. He's got to go and get Sark? I just don't see it. I mean, their offense is honestly, It's very vanilla. It's very simple. It's very plain. I mean, there's not anything to it that is extraordinary, revolutionary, So I don't understand like what the schematic attraction would be to Steve Sarkisian. But no, I mean, if he's of interest to the NFL, I absolutely think he would entertain the idea.
And I do think it's vanilla because quarterback, but hey, different discussion for a different day. David, enjoy your weekend and we will talk next week.
Okay, man. Thanks.
He is David Cobb, college basketball, college football for CBS Sports on X at David W. Cobb. Get over to Robert Irwin Jewelers this weekend. It's the Give Gifts to Get Gifts sale going on right now. Now through Saturday, spend $19.99 or more at Robert Irwin Jewelers and get free Apple AirPods Pro 3. And there's a lot of reasons to go to Robert Irwin Jewelers, not just because you'll get a gift when you buy a gift, but they have the Meant to Be guarantee. Buy your loose diamond or custom-made engagement ring, and you have 365 days to return it for a full refund. We know things happen with an engagement. Hopefully it doesn't, but you would be able to get a full refund in a year. Also, they have free ring sizing for life, so if you gain or lose some weight, they can handle business for you, and free jewelry spa service for life to keep that fine jewelry bright and sparkling like the day that you bought it. But it's a huge diamond sale going on right now, and this week only, all bridal jewelry up to 50% off. Plus, you mentioned that you heard from me, Gabe Kuhn, and you can get an extra 10% off your bridal purchase. Howie and his team have been doing this for over 40 years. I mean, they've done a great job. They always serve Memphians to the best of their ability, and they always try to give you the best deals. So go take advantage of the Give Gifts to Get Gift sale right now. And they have lots of financing options. 12 months interest-free financing or take up to 60 months to pay. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com. Now let's go ahead and make you some money. Lee Sterling's on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Lee Sterling makes you money Fridays on the Gabe Kuhn Show, and you can go follow all of his great work, ParamountSports.com. But he has a couple of podcasts. Find him on Apple or Spotify, Locked On Bets co-host, also co-host of Picking the Locks. Just type him into that search bar, and you can take in some Lee Sterling, get some picks, make some money. He's on X at Paramount Sports. Lee, how's it going? Happy Friday.
You too. Yeah, I'm headed out. After your show and a show in Seattle, going to do the color for a high school game where my wife and two daughters went to high school against their rival high school, and my best friend's doing the – he's the referee for the high school playoff game. So how about that?
How deep in the playoffs? We talking semis? Where are we at?
Second round, I think – I think that you'd have to win this and three more games to win it all. Okay. We have seven classifications, 1A through 7A. So this is 7A, Miami Palmetto and Miami Columbus. So.
Okay, rock on. By the way, Lane Kiffin.
Fernando Mendoza.
Lane Kiffin gone?
Yeah, Fernando Mendoza went there, played the high school.
Lane Kiffin headed to LSU?
If you look at the way that I think he's going there, Florida. Yeah.
Florida? It felt like a pretty hard turn last night to LSU. A lot of people. I mean, and then you have the Keith Carter, the AD there at Ole Miss with the statement. You don't put out a statement unless you know he's leaving, right?
Right. After absolutely. As soon as I started reading the second line, I knew he was gone.
For sure. All right. Now, your record last week was 3-2, winning week. Let's see if we can do better this week. And it's not a great slate in college football by any stretch of the imagination. I think there's two top 25 matchups. But we'll start with Tulane, who is the favorite to be the G5 representative in the college football playoff. Now, John Sumrall says his team is mid, and he was trying to fight back against rat poison this week. But they are -8.5 against the improved Templeton.
Right. Yeah, Temple is improved. They're coming off of a bye. They're 5-5. They have North Texas next week, so they probably need to win this week at home if they want to have a shot here or get into a bowl. But I don't know if they have much of a shot here. The problem is they have one of the worst rushing defenses in the country, and that's how Tulane moves here. 18th nationally in yards per attempt, solid 37th in yards per rush. I think Temple hangs for a half, and then Tulane, they stretch it out, win and cover, 36-20.
All right, now Texas coming off the loss last week to Georgia where they got absolutely killed, and Kirby was he was disrespecting them. The onside up 11, I mean, that is a slap in the face. Yeah. That shows a lack of respect for Texas, but they lost 35-10, and they're trying to keep their playoff hopes alive if that's even possible. But they're playing Arkansas. Now, Arkansas, I'll make a prediction about this week. They'll find a way to lose the game. They will find a way. That's what they do. But Texas, 10-point favorites over an Arkansas team that's got to be dejected.
Yeah. You know, they keep showing up, give them credit. But they can't figure out how to win. Their motto should be, we score and then we give up more. That's Arkansas to a T. You want to watch and you want to figure out why they never win games, big games. Watch the last two series on defense. 3rd and 8, they're just trying to make the quarterback throw the football. One of the guys on the defensive front says, I see an opening. This way I might be able to get to the quarterback. He leaves open a rush lane. Van Buren runs for 45, 50 yards. Next series, they can get a stop. Guys in the flat catches the ball one-on-one. What does the guy try to do? No one's around. So you just want to make a sure tackle. Dives for his ankles. Just not smart. They have the 108th-ranked pass defense, does Arkansas. Arch Manning and the Longhorns, they bounce back here, 38-24.
Oklahoma, -6.5 or 7.5, depending on what book you're looking at. But against Mizzou, and Bo Prabula, quarterback who's been out for a couple of weeks, pretty good when he was actually in there. He's questionable. Yeah. Obviously, the status of Bo Prabula, quarterback for Mizzou, is going to be big here. But how do you see it?
Yeah, and I think he's going to play. He's been practicing. What are you waiting for? It's not like he's going to play in the NFL. So maybe try the freshman for the first series or two, and then you put him in. If A&M doesn't upset or come back, should I say, and beat South Carolina, or Oklahoma doesn't upset Alabama in Tuscaloosa, the story is Ahmad Hardy runs for 300 yards, and it was kind of, I mean, it was like an afterthought. The kid is that good. Their defense, another 3 turnovers. Every year they're 5-0, 6-0, and then they lose like one after another to ranked opponents. But I think that they can hang here. I think that their defense is a little bit better than it's been in the past. I think their offense has a chance here. And Oklahoma's not anything special. I mean, there's going to be somewhat of a letdown. Missouri's faced dual threat quarterbacks at A&M and Vandy. John Mateer's not going to scare them. Wrong team favorite here. Upset of the weekend, Missouri 24-23.
Now, speaking of Vandy, 9.5-point favorites against Kentucky. Kentucky trying to get to bowl eligibility. And Vandy, I know we're not talking about it very heavily, but very much alive in the college football playoff hunt.
Yeah. They are. And I think they went out their end. They just got to win this game and then beat Tennessee. But, yeah, that's tough. Here's the deal about Kentucky. 7-2. Last 2 years as a +7-point underdog. You played for coaches. There are certain coaches, they just coach, they love that underdog role. I don't know whether they, you know, show their team Rocky or Hoosiers or something like that the night before, but they're able to get the best out of their players. Am I correct as an underdog?
100%,
right,
yeah.
Right, Gabe?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, and they're 5-5. This is a must-win game for them if he wants to keep his job and they want to get to a bowl. They got Louisville next week. He's got to at least split the two games. They're getting a running game going all of a sudden with Dante Dowdle and Seth McGowan. They've combined for 350 yards last two games. Their defense has been real good. Held the last two SEC opponents, Auburn to 3-4. Vanderbilt, outside of Diego Pavia, they don't run the football. The running backs, top running back ran for 39 and 11 yards the last two games. Vandy escapes 26-24.
Final one before game of the week. Tennessee -4 against Florida. Tennessee has really not beaten anybody good, but I still think they're a solid football team. And Florida has just been ugly this year.
Yeah. Yeah, best way, whatever they had left, they spent it. In the first half against Ole Miss. Ole Miss wasn't even good. Ole Miss, twice inside the three, came away with no points. Then they played okay in the second half, 1-10. So the week before that, 38-7, they lost at Kentucky here. I know the game's in the swamp here, but forget about Tennessee's game last week at home against Mexico State. Glorified scrimmage. Tennessee finally breaks through for the first time since 2003. Tennessee, 34-24.
How about it? Vol fans like to hear that. Now, final thing, game of the week. Seahawks are -13.5 versus the lowly Titans. The lowly Titans there in Nashville.
Yep.
That's free to the first 5 callers. Let my listeners know how to find that and more of you, Lee.
Yep. Yep, 800-400-9741. First 5 callers get the Seahawks and the Titans. Is it a trap game or is it a blowout? 800-400-9741, and want to roll. NFL, 33-11-1, last 9 weeks. That's 75% for almost the whole season in the NFL. Lee's NFL Sunday golden ticket. How about this? Just $197 for 4 weeks. You're going to get 5 games in the NFL every single week for a month. And UFC card starts tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. We lost last week. I found 6 selections for tomorrow morning for this early card. I'm so sure I'm going to win it. $5. That's right. $5. Just one place. ParamountSports.com.
Enjoy your weekend and good luck, Lee.
Okay. Take care.
Appreciate it. He is Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. I apologize for the connection. You know, it's like an every other week thing with Lee. We'll figure it out going into next week. But he is the number one handicapper in the world. Football, MLB, basketball, UFC, NHL. You can check him out on Apple or Spotify. He's got two podcasts to look at, Locked On Bets, and he is the co-host of Picking the Locks. Go to ParamountSports.com to, you know, look into his picks. And 800-400-9741. First five callers get that NFL game for free, his game of the week. Now let's go ahead and grab a break. We'll wrap up hour number two with Small Talk next. And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service, available 7 days a week. First off, I saw this come across my timeline last night, but the AD at Baylor, Mac Rhodes, who was the CFP chairperson until last week when he stepped down from that role, he is going to step down and resign from his Baylor job. Now, he's been there since 2016 after all that Title IX stuff with Art Briles and the football team, but he is stepping down, and this is what he had to say. I find myself in a season of life where I need to prioritize my faith and my family with an intentional focus that requires me to move from my role as caretaker of this great athletics program. I will say this. There's been no real reporting. I don't think anybody has the inside scoop, although I would imagine we'll hear soon. I hope it's not Title IX because Baylor can't handle any more of that. Baylor has had, I mean, that was one of the biggest, if not the biggest scandals in regards to Title IX, you know, back in the Briles days. They can't handle it. And I don't know what it is, but it's got to be something pretty large if Mac Rhodes stepped down from the CFP committee last week as the chairperson, then stepped down from Baylor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Or as the AD this week.
You're telling me that he's not just focusing on his family and faith?
It's what he says he's doing.
Hmm.
Yeah. But that's concerning.
Yeah.
Very, very, very concerning. All right, now, the other thing I wanted to discuss. We know the Thunder, sitting there at 15-1, best team in the NBA, reigning champs, good whistle. SGA gets a good whistle, and on defense, they foul, and they get away with it. They had a video the other day where I think they got 9 steals and 10 blocks, and they did a lot of good things on the defensive end, so they put it out on social media. But I watched this video, Connor. Every single play and block that they showed on this video was a foul not being called. Have you seen a more generous whistle for an NBA team than what the Thunder get on a night-to-night basis?
Maybe the Lakers and Kings game back in the early 2000s.
Sure.
I mean, I think the Warriors also get one hell of a whistle when it comes to one Draymond Green and his moving screens, but
like giving him 2 texts to kick him out of the game.
But this video is insane. I think that there are 3 plays that they show in the video on social media, and all 3 of them are fouls. Every single one of them are fouls.
They hack like crazy. And I know the thought process behind, you know, be handsy, be physical. You know, they're not going to call every foul, but they call none of them. They call none of them. It's insane. And they have good defensive players. I'm not trying to take away from the Thunder. They had a historic season last year. They're on their way to a historic season this year. They had a historic defense. It was unbelievable what they were able to do with their turnover margin. Best in the history of the NBA playoffs last year on the way to a title. But at some point, this needs to be addressed. I know they're kind of the meal ticket for the NBA to a certain extent. I know they're still young. They could start a dynasty, and we haven't seen dynasties. We've had 7 new champs in 7 years, and that's something that people enjoy. But the whistle has to start being a little bit more tight for them. Because SGA, I know he's good at drawing fouls, but they give him everything. And then on the defensive end, you can't drive into the teeth of their defense. They will just hack at your arms and make you give up the ball. And the refs are doing nothing about it.
The problem with the Thunder, it's I think that they get a SGA gets a generous whistle. It's not as bad as some try to make it be, but it is a generous whistle. The issue with the Thunder is that teams are not allowed to defend the same way they can defend. Yeah. And them putting out this video is just further proof of that.
Of course.
And you saw Thunder fans in the comments scrambling to try to defend it, and they're missing the point. People weren't complaining about SGA's whistle because of that video. They were complaining that they are allowed to defend that way, but you cannot defend the Thunder that way. And that is a huge difference. That makes a big impact in the games.
No doubt. No doubt. Now, you going to get on some old Dominic this weekend?
You know it.
Yeah. And tomorrow night, by the way. Tomorrow night when we're at the Grizz Watch Party.
Slider in downtown.
7:30 with all of the Grizz hype team and everything else. That'll be a good time. Connor and I will be there, Slider in downtown, 7:30 against the Mavs. But we may be drinking some old Dominic there. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. That toddy's good for the cold weather months. Make a hot toddy. You will very much enjoy it. But that bourbon, I can't say enough good things about it. They have award-winning selections of that bourbon, new premium vodka that you can look into when you get by the liquor store. But for the holidays, a lot of people, companies, say that they spread holiday cheer. But with Old Dominic Distillery, I promise you, they absolutely do. Not only are those great spirits going to bring some cheer, drink responsibly, of course, but making it down to 305 South Front Street right there on the riverfront to get to that state-of-the-art distillery is always a good choice. Book a tour and tasting with family during the holidays. Grab some holiday cheer today. And don't forget to book your holiday events as well. Just head to olddominic.com to learn more. Old Dominic Distillery, come say hi. Hour number 3 is on the way. We have some Grizzlies to get to with Parker Fleming. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.